did you realize that 4 weeks from today we're getting married? 4 weeks, baby! 4 weeks!
You realize that you get louder each week?
That's just what to do. Have you written your vows yet?
I figured I'd just buy those. Pat, I'd like to buy a vow.
Sweetie, you know I have no such feeling when it comes to the wedding.
Right. So, have you written yours yet?
No, but I know exactly what I'm going to say.
Do you happen to know exactly what I'm going to say?
Let's just do it right now, okay? It won't be hard. Just say what's in your heart.
Look at her go. She must love me more than I love her. What's wrong with me? Ooh, don't open that door. There are no words. There are no words. It should not be this hard.
Hey, you've done this before, Ross. Well, what did you say when you made up your vows?
Well, with Carol, I promised never to love another woman until the day I die. She made no such promise.
You're so pathetic. Monica knows what she wants to say. You should have seen her writing, writing, writing.
You have to help me. I'm supposed to be writing my vows, and all I have is this.
Well, I like the pretty little drawing of you in the wedding dress.
Yeah, except your breasts look kind of small. Those are my eyes. Those are my breasts.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, why don't you just start with something simple? Like, Monica, from the moment I met you, I knew I loved you.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can do that.
Everyone, this is Chandler.
I'm Ross's little sister.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe you could start with, Chandler, even though we were friends, there was a part of me that always knew I wanted more.
All right. There's a nuclear holocaust. I'm the last man on Earth. Would you go out with me?
Oh, are we allowed to lie in the vows? Well, maybe you don't talk about your feelings back then. Maybe you just say something about, you know, all the things that he's taught you, like... or all the things you taught him.
Now, everybody knows the basic erogenous zone. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6...
That's one?
Kind of an important one.
Oh, you know what? I was looking at it upside down.
Well, you know, sometimes that helps. Okay, now start out with a little one. A two. A 1, 2, 3. A 3. A 5. A 4. A 3, 2. 2. A 2, 4, 6. 2, 4, 6. 4. 2. 2. 4, 7. 5, 7. 6, 7. 7. 7. 7. 7. 7. 7. 7. 7. 7.
I got it. I was saying something like, Monica.
Monica.
When I look back over our time together.
Yeah?
If I can't do everything, look back over your time together.
Oh, look, twins.
You'll get one.
Oh, yeah? When?
All right, I'll tell you what. When we're 40, if neither of us are married, what do you say you and I get together and have one?
Why won't I be married when I'm 40?
Oh, no. I just said hypothetically.
Okay, hypothetically, why won't I be married when I'm 40?
No.
No, what is it? Seriously, is there something fundamentally unmarriable about me? Well?
Dear God, this parachute is a knapsack.
I'm getting married today!
Oh, woohoo! Did you know I was here?
Nice try.
Wait.
Look, Monica. This is not going to work.
If it doesn't work...
You look so great. I love you. I said, you're so great, and then I just stopped talking.
But you looked, and I can't believe this.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You love me.
No, I don't. Stop. No, I was thinking, what if I unpack here?
Then all your stuff would be here.
Well, what if all my stuff was here?
Then you'd be going back and forth all the time. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay. What if we live together and you understand what I'm saying?
You wanted it to be a surprise.
God.
And all my life, I never thought I would be so lucky. And you fall in love with my best. There's a reason why people don't do this.
Okay. I'll do it. I thought. Wait, no, I can do this. I thought that it mattered what I said or where I said it. And I realized the only thing that matters is that you make me happier than I ever thought I could be. And if you let me, I will spend the rest of my life trying to make you feel the same way. Marcia, will you marry me?
Yes.
Chandler write his vows, but he kicked us out because Julie kept making inappropriate suggestions.
How is Monica? I loved your sweet ass. Inappropriate.
How's Monica coming along with her vows?
Let's just say, lucky she's got a sweet ass because she's not so good at the writing.
Can't believe in 4 weeks they're going to be married.
Well, let's just hope it works. You know, 9 out of 10 marriages end in divorce.
Phoebe, that's not true.
Yeah, you're right. How's the missus? Yeah. I can't believe they've been together for 3 years.
Mm. Has it been that long?
Maybe it seems like less, because they hid it from us for so long.
Hey, Phoebe, come in.
I've had a very long, hard day.
I'm going to go get some chicken. You want some?
No, thanks. No chicken. Bye-bye, then. Are you okay? I'm so sorry. He wouldn't leave. He kept asking me if I wanted chicken.
Chicken? I can eat some chicken.
Hey, Joe! Can I get a three-piece, some coleslaw, and some beans, and a Coke? Diet Coke.
I don't know why they didn't just tell us.
I know. I mean, it's like we weren't cool about it.
You? And you?
Yeah, you can't tell anyone. No one knows.
How? When? It happened in London.
In London?
The reason we didn't tell anyone was because we didn't want to make a big deal out of it.
But it is a big deal. I suppose so.
Please, give us a way to deal with telling everyone, okay? Just promise you won't tell.
All right.
I can't wait to be with you. I'll just tell Rachel I'm going to be doing laundry for a couple hours.
Laundry, huh? Is that my new nickname?
Aw, you know what your nickname is, Mr. Big.
Look, there's Chris, Veronica, and Chandler. Hey! Hey, you guys! Hey!
They don't know that Rachel knows?
Yes. But you know what? It doesn't matter who knows what. Now, enough of us know so we could just tell them we know. Now, all the lying and the secrets will finally be over.
Or we could not tell them we know and have a little fun of our own.
All right, honey, we better go if we're going to catch that movie.
Bye.
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 Bye, Chandler.
I miss you already.
With the inappropriate and the pinching?
Actually, I did.
So now you believe that she's attracted to me?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, she knows about us.
Phoebe knows about us.
Well, I didn't tell them.
Them? Who's them?
Phoebe and Joey.
Joey?
And Rachel.
I didn't tell you. They made me promise not to tell.
Oh, man, they think they are so slick messing with us. But see, they don't know that we know that they know. So...
Ah, yes. The messers become the messies.
Oh, my God, he wants me to come over and feel his bicep and more. Are you kidding? Oh, I cannot believe he would do that to my... Joey, do they know that we know?
No.
Joey?
They know you know.
Oh, I knew it! Oh, I cannot believe those two. They thought that they could mess with us. They're trying to mess with us? They don't know that we know they know we know. Joey, you can't say anything.
Couldn't if I wanted to.
Totally getting out of hand, okay? She wants me to put motion on her.
She's bluffing.
Okay. She's not backing down. She went like this.
He's not backing down. He went to get lotion.
Oh, man, aren't you guys done yet?
Joey, look, just look at it this way. The sooner Phoebe breaks Chandler, the sooner this is all over and out in the open.
Ooh, I like that. Oh, okay. Show him your bra. He's afraid of bra. Can't work him.
Oh, you didn't rip off any buttons.
It's not my first time.
Let's go back out there and use the booster pussy crap.
Give me a second. Did you clean up in here? Oh, you're going.
I'm not without you, lover. So, this is my bra.
It's very, very nice. Well, come here. I'm very happy we're going to have all the sex.
I'm very bendy. I'm going to kiss you now.
Not if I kiss you first. I guess there's nothing left for us to do but kiss.
Here it comes. Our first kiss.
Okay, Monica, will you win? I can't have sex with you.
And why not?
Because I'm in love with Monica.
You're right.
I love you, Monica.
I love you too, Chandler.
I thought you guys were doing it. I didn't know you were in love.
So that's it. It's over. Everybody knows.
Well, actually, Ross doesn't.
Yes, and we'd appreciate if no one told him yet.
No. What are you doing? Get off my sister!
You know, your friend's getting married. It's got to change things.
You really think it'll be that different?
How could it not be? I mean, pretty soon they're going to be having kids, and then they're just going to be hanging out with other couples who have kids, and then maybe they're going to have to leave the city to be near a Volvo dealership. Things change.
Because I know I'm going to move to a Volvo dealership.
It'll be okay, Joe.
Sorry, Anthony. I like things the way they are.
Hey, who's this little naked guy?
That little naked guy would be me.
Oh, look at the little thing.
Yes. Yeah, fine. That is my penis. Can we be grown-ups now?
We're those people.
Got me.
Oh, that's Nana right there in the middle.
Wow.
You must see. Me and a gang at Java Joe's. Mm. Wow, Monica, you look just like his grandmother. Mm. How old was she there? 1939. Yeah,
24, 25. Yeah. Huh. It's like a fun game.
Ooh, look. I got Monica naked.
No, that would be me again.
Hey, you guys.
Hey. What's going on?
Well, we were just talking about you guys getting married and how great it is.
Yeah, you can get a Volvo. That's what you really want.
Oh, so sweet.
So, we both finished our vows.
Yeah. Oh, you should read them.
Yeah, just as long as I don't hear Taylor's and he didn't hear mine, see? Okay.
Oh. Oh, that's beautiful.
Funny word, isn't it?
Martha, will you marry me?
What? I don't get it.
Oh, yep. Oh, man, this is hilarious.
Chandler?
Don't worry, honey. We'll make yours funnier. Okay. What do you guys think?
Dude, I have never known love like this.
You really like it?
Dude. Look, how did you write this?
I stole Monica's and changed the name.
You can't do that.
If he goes first, he can.